Cook County property owners recently received notice in the mail of their proposed 2014 property taxes. Joining us on the phone now to help us understand the proposed property tax statement is Brady Powers. He's the Cook County Auditor and Treasurer. Good morning, Brady.
Hi, Ann.
Thanks for being here today.
Sure.
Well, can you help us understand some of the terminology on that proposed property tax statement? What is the estimated market value?
Well, that's the value that's put on the property by the assessor. It's the assessor's estimate of what the property is worth if it's sold.
Okay.
And one of the things you need to understand with that is that by law, they have to set that on January 2nd. So they did that on January 2nd, but it doesn't apply until the 2014 tax. So there's always a lag, and things might change between the time it was set.
You mean they set it on January 2nd of 2013?
Yeah, for the 2014 tax.
Oh, yeah, so things could change quite a bit.
Sure, but that's by statute, so.
All right. And then what's the relationship between that estimated market value and an appraised property value?
Well, appraised, if you mean like a private appraisal,
mm-hmm.
They may use other criteria, and I'm not real sure of what kind of criteria they use, but I know the assessor's office has a manual as thick as anything you've ever seen on how they are to assess. So they're very strictly regulated by the state as to how they do it and the types of values that they have to use. And if, for example, they don't get close to what properties are actually sold for, they can actually be adjusted by the state at the end of the year. We do a constant sales ratio study. So every property that gets sold up here, you have to fill out paperwork. If you've ever sold one, you'll be familiar with that. And it all gets analyzed by the state, and then they come out and check all your assessed values at year end. And if they're off by out of the range of 90 to 105%, then they'll actually make an adjustment on all of our properties.
Okay. So tell us what the homestead exclusion is.
Well, it used to be a homestead credit up until 2012, and that was just for homestead properties. And it's just a way for homestead to get a little break on the taxes. So now it's just a percentage of your estimated market value that's reduced. It's actually 4%. And it's 4%, it's a maximum at $76,000 of value, $304 of, or $30,400 of reduced market value that you're not taxed on. But it's reduced, and it gradually reduces until your property is about $413,000, and then it disappears. So if you have a high-value property, $500,000, you won't see anything. If you have a $300,000 value property, you'll see a small amount of reduction. If you're close to that $76,000, you'll see a big reduction, $20,000, $30,000.
Okay. And so who's eligible for that? How does something get to be your homestead?
Oh, well, that's another assessor question. But there's a whole list of things that qualify you for homestead. But generally, where you live and work, et cetera. But it is very specific criteria.
Mm-hmm. And have one?
Yes, for an individual. There are different ways. There can be relative homesteads. Somebody you might live somewhere else, and your adult child might live up here and have a homestead in that same property that you own, for example.
Okay.
But generally one per person.
All right. We're speaking with Brady Powers. He's the Cook County Auditor Treasurer. We're asking him some questions you might have about your proposed 2014 property tax statement that just arrived in the mail. So, Brady, what causes the estimated market value to decrease?
Well, two things. If you're looking at the statement and you see that first number, estimated market value. I'm looking at an example right here, $115,000. Homestead exclusion, $29,300. That exclusion that we just talked about. And then their taxable market value then is the difference. So they're actually being taxed on $85,800. So that's just a clear mathematical. But if you're talking about from 1 year to the next,
mm-hmm.
how some value might change. And that would be when the assessor goes out and reassesses the property. They're required to do that every 5 years.
Hey, Brady, can you get closer to your phone?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're losing you. There you
go. Yeah. So they're required to go out and reassess properties every 5 years. So if they see changes, it's possible for the value to go down. I mean, there is depreciation, which may offset any appreciation that's going on in the market. And, you know, maybe a building burned down. Who knows? A lot of things can change that. Typically, values don't go down very much, but they could.
Okay. And I know some folks have seen a decrease in their estimated market value, but their property taxes have actually gone up. Now, how does that work?
Well, it all depends on just how much the value went down and just how much the levies went up. What we're seeing on average is that if there's no change at all in the value from last year to this year, the average, there's still an increase of anywhere from 9 to 13% for what we're seeing out there. And that's due to levy increases, the proposed levy increases. So you're going to see something like that with no change whatsoever. And if you had a slight decrease, you're probably still going to see a positive increase. You'd have to have a significant decrease to offset those levy increases. And the other thing is that in recent years, the values have been dropping. So even though you see a drop in your property, well, your neighbor's probably dropping too. And valuation is all about relative valuation. If everybody's dropping, it's just like a boat on the ocean. If everybody's dropping, nothing's really changed relative to everyone else, and it's not going to affect your taxes. It's just how you're doing relative to everyone else. If yours is going up much more than everyone else, you're going to get a higher tax bill. If yours is going down significantly more than everyone else, you're going to get a break. This year, for example, from last year on the proposed, I see the overall market value went down 0.4%. So even if you had a slight decrease, that's not unusual. That's the average.
Okay. Well, now, one more thing before we let you go. I understand there's a public meeting regarding these property taxes scheduled for tomorrow night at 6 at the courthouse. What's going to happen at that meeting?
Well, it's really an invitation for citizen involvement in the budgeting process and levy process. And it's also an opportunity for the county officers, department heads to explain their budgeted expenditures. Typically, I put a booklet together with some history, some of the current information. I just try to highlight some of that. It's just kind of a reference manual for people. And then we open it up to questions.
Okay, great. Well, anything else you want to add?
Well, one of the key things I would say is that people might not understand. This is a proposed number, and it's mandated by the state. So it's set by the levies that we all set, meaning us, the school, the hospital, the city, in September. And typically, we're all fairly conservative. We set them a little bit high because things can change between then and December when we finalize them. So typically, they're going to go down. If you hang on to your statement and wait into this notice and wait until you get your actual tax statement and compare the two, and in most years, you're going to see a fairly significant drop. We had a 2.9% proposed levy, and all indications are that the county is looking at putting that back to a 0% increase. The hospital may have, they had a very significant proposed increase. You see that under special taxing districts, that's the hospital. The special taxing districts is the one we get most of the questions on because there's several entities there, but you can't see the names. So special taxing districts are the hospital, the EDA, something called the Arrowhead Regional Development Commission, and the Tosby-Schroeder Sanitary Sewer District. So the hospital under there has a significant increase from $800,000 to a proposed $1.5 million. But if there are any indications as of the last few years, they have a very high proposed, and then they cut it back significantly in December, as we will also. So keep an eye on that.
Okay. Well, Brady, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate You helping us understand our property taxes a little better.
Well, I hope you understand them a little bit. I hope it helped.
You did. Thanks. Have a good week.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
That was Brady Powers. He's the Cook County Auditor Treasurer.